Hello everyone, this is a tweet that went viral a few years ago and I picked it up because I was thinking about what makes a great leader. So this is a tweet from Madeline and they say, when the CEO responds to your out of office email about taking a sick leave for mental health and reaffirms your decision. So this was, you know, it was just an amazing email and I'll show you what it is and what it teaches us, especially in the realm of leadership. So this is Where is Madeline? And they have an out of office auto reply. Okay. Hey team, I'm taking today and tomorrow to focus on my mental health. Hopefully I'll be back next week refreshed and back to 100%. Okay. So thanks, Madeline. And this CEO, Ben Cogleton, he actually receives this email and he says, hey Madeline, I just want to personally thank you for sending emails like this. Every time you do, I use it as a reminder of the importance of using sick days for mental health. I can't believe this is not a standard practice at all organizations. You are an example to all of us and help cut through the stigma so that we can bring our whole selves back to work. So there are so many things to unpack here, right? But I want to highlight two main points. The first thing is the acknowledgement from leadership that you are taking a mental health break for yourself so that you can come back productive. So here, the idea is we always usually, when we are talking about health, we are only talking about our physical health. So of course, we know that Generation Z and especially millennials have started talking more openly about their mental health struggles. So, you know, cutting through the stigma so that we can bring our whole selves back to work. You know, in that statement that this CEO makes, what he's demonstrating is he has this emotional intelligence to put himself in the other person's shoes so that they understand and they can appreciate what they're going through. Okay, so these are the two things. The first thing is explaining to others how you are truly feeling, okay, so that you are actually cutting the stigma out of, you know, hey, how are you feeling? How are you doing? Usually have responses like, I'm good. Everything is great. You know, but truly speaking your mind, sometimes people are afraid because it might come at a cost. Okay. So that is the first thing, you know, just bravo for this person who actually sent an out of office reply like this. And then the next one is the CEO responding in this way. Imagine working for a leadership that is so keenly aware of people's emotions and what they might be going through on a personal level. This is amazing. So here I want to highlight this. Most valued skills and people challenges of the future workspace. Okay, so this study came out in 2018 and I'm pretty sure since COVID has happened, not a whole lot has changed because if anything, we need to be able to understand people deeper. And we need to connect deeply when we are engaging, especially with our team members. Okay. So the global research study, I'm going to highlight a couple of points here. 2018, the top skill that people were looking for in a potential employee, leadership agility, coordinating with others, creativity. So in this case, creative problem solving, communication skills, and eagerness to learn. You know, in this digital landscape, when things are changing exponentially all around us, it is very important that we are ready to take up anything that is unknown to us and try to appreciate and understand at least a little bit of that concept so that, you know, of course, there will be subject matter experts all around for any specific things that we want, but at least understanding the environment that we are in. Especially in the digital landscape or, you know, where things are changing exponentially day by day. So the most significant people challenges, okay, lack of adapting to change here. Okay, one of the key things, adaptability. Again, it is a key skill. Unfortunately, none of these skills are actively being taught in schools and that is what we are working to change. Right? Because you have to throw your children in situations where they are able to fail and learn. You know, again, when the stakes are low, They can, in front of you, in front of your supervision, they can fail and learn and adapt and grow. So this is emotional intelligence, and it is known as, you know, we have this IQ, but we don't often talk about EQ, the emotional quotient. And this is what it is. You know, you send an email to your employee like this, just imagine the amazing feeling that the other person will have, because, you know, they feel validated. They feel their struggle is being validated. It's amazing. Thank you so much.